Well, hello, friends. I have a quick question for you. Have you been struggling with marketing your new business, or maybe you've been in business a while and you feel like either your marketing isn't working or you just don't know how to show up confidently? Great news. I've got a fun new live event training. It's going to be 3 days, May 1st through May 3rd, 2024 here. And it's at 11 a.m. Central Standard Time each day. That's a Wednesday through a Friday. I'm going to help you discover the three keys to unlock your marketing vibe. So what is your marketing vibe? It's what you need to be leveraging so that you can show up as your authentic self, right? And easily stand out from your competition and effortlessly connect with your right people. That's what we're going to do, is discover your three keys so you have them, you know them, you can show up confidently, you can be marketing your stuff in a way that feels comfortable to you. Okay. Make sure you sign up for the training. Scroll down right now in the show notes. You need to get registered, because when you get registered, you save your spot. You're going to get the printables that we're going to be working through during the 3 days of training. Plus, if you actually do the work, you can be entered to win a prize. And if you've been to my live events before, you know they can be really fun. Well, I hope that they're fun to you. They're a blast to me. Okay. And I usually get really good feedback on them. So I hope you'll show up. And I know people get so excited about entering the drawing to win. So super stoked about it. Y'all make sure you get registered, and I will see you on May 1st. Woohoo! Also, you can go to KimberlyBrock.com/vibe if you don't see the link down below. Okay, bye.
Well, hello, this is Kimberly Brock, and for over 20 years, I've been running my own businesses that have not only been profitable, but personally fulfilling to me. So now I'm on a mission to help other new business owners just like you make money doing what you love too. Now we're going to have some fun, so let's get started.
Well, hello, this is Kimberly. It's episode 118, and I am so glad you're here today, because I'm talking to you about the freedom you get to have to build your business your own way, because you're not creating like a cookie cutter business. You're not opening a franchise where someone is telling you exactly what you have to do and how to do it. Although opening a franchise is pretty awesome too, but that's not what we're doing and what we're talking about today. So I'm so glad you're here. If you are new, welcome. I am so glad that you found this podcast, because each week I'm going to provide you with valuable tips so that you can start and build a business doing what you love. Make sure right now you click the links below, because I have some stuff for you if you're new. You can join my private Facebook group. I'm inviting you right now. Come in. It's awesome. The ladies are amazing and helpful. I have a 16-step checklist. If you're just starting your business and you're like, what all do I need to be doing? There you go. You got the checklist, okay? Also, if you're in the business idea stage, I have what's called an Ikigai guide that will help you wrap your head around your skills and passions and match it up so you can find the perfect business for you. So if you're new, also, one more thing. I know I've thrown a lot at you. Hit subscribe or follow right now. If you're in Apple Podcasts or Spotify, whatever you're in, make sure you do that, because you don't want to miss out on any future episodes to help you, okay? Now, if you've been listening, well, thank you so much. Y'all are so amazing. I wanted to read a review today. This is from Donna, I believe it is. And she said, sensational inspiration. That's so sweet, by the way. Thank you. Says, Kimberly's passion and delivery are vibrant. Her sensational inspiration opens the authentic means to pair passion with possibility for real and authentic business success. Feeling grateful for connecting with you, Kimberly, and infusing our passion and purpose to uplift women in our world. This is the sweetest review. Thank you so much. You sound like a very deep person, and I just love all the words that you use. So thank you so very much. That's so nice, Donna, and I hope that you are building a business that you love too. And if you've been listening a while and you've never left a review, or maybe, you know, hit the 5-star rating, would you do that today? That would mean so much to me. I love doing this podcast. And as you know, I don't put ads on here at all. I try to make this a fun listening experience. So if you would do me that one favor in return, it would mean so much. And I can't help but think it tells Apple and Spotify to bump me up so that more people can find me when they're searching for starting a business help. So thank you all so, so much. Okay, on to the episode. Well, hello. I am so glad that you're here today, because I thought this would be a really good conversation for you to give you a sense of freedom and a sense of creativity and kind of to be your own artist as you are building this business. Because listen, You are not building a business that is like everyone else's. This is not some cookie cutter business. This is not a franchise. Okay. Think about the franchises that you know of. In fact, I just looked them up on the internet. I'm going to read some to you. One was Kona Ice. Have y'all heard of that? It's like I don't want to say snow cones, but it's like these iced drinks, you know, like kids get, they'll have the little Kona Ice truck pull up at school and the kids will get them like shaved ice. That's what it is. It says like some cruise planners, it's some popular fast signs, Christian Brothers Automotive, Made Pro, The Joint. Oh, that's chiropractic care. Dogtopia. In fact, I saw one of those coming here. School of Rock. There's a whole bunch. Huntington Learning Center. Okay. So my point is those are franchises. They give you, and like Chick-fil-A is one too, they give you a set pattern and exactly how you have to open your business. And you are told to do it this way and you have to do it exactly the way they tell it, or you could probably be kicked out as a franchise owner, right? I guess you're called a franchisee, right? So you have to follow those rules. You cannot stray. You have to use their colors. You have to have the store built out to their parameters in the location that they choose. You have to treat the customers a certain way. Your employees have to act a certain way. The whole nine yards, okay? A franchise does that. In fact, when I was kind of in transition from selling my businesses to starting this business, I had been thinking, should I open an Orange Theory Fitness? I had even thought about it, looked into that, like contacted them about different locations they had available, but they didn't have any available even close to me. So quickly that went by the wayside. But I actually considered it because I thought, you know, they do have a proven record of success. When you open a franchise, there's a lot of advantages to doing that. You have everything laid out before you. You do have to pay royalties and all that stuff. But in the end, I was like, you know what? No, I'm too much of a creative. I need my own business. So for you, building your business, we are going to talk about this today. Three ways that you get to build your business your way. You get to do this all your own. And let me tell you something. These are what makes your business stand out and become its own lane. You do not want your business like everyone else's. You have your own brain, your own mind, your own creativity, your own artistry, your own special magic, your superpower. Do you hear that a lot now? What's your superpower? Right? Everyone has their own little flair that they should give to their business. You have God-given gifts that you know you want to use, right? You get to use them. How amazing is that to be an entrepreneur? How amazing is that we have the freedom to do this? I think about this all the time. Like, oh my goodness, how lucky am I to just get to do what I want every day? I love it. I could work all the time. I literally could because I love this so much. Okay. So I want you to feel that way about your business too. And the only way you're going to feel that way is if you have the freedom to build it your way. And guess what? I'm giving you permission right now today. So take a deep breath. You get to build your business your way and don't worry about what everyone else is doing. Don't worry about it. I'm giving you permission today to go in the direction that your heart has already been telling you to go. Like what's happening, I'm seeing with a lot of you new business owners is that you want to go in a certain direction. You want to do things a certain way, but you feel almost guilty. Or you feel like, oh my gosh, I'm not going in the right direction. I'm seeing all these marketers tell me I should do this and that and this and that. And I say, stop. Stop the madness and let yourself be able to be creative. Let yourself go in the direction that you want to go. Okay, so there's three ways your business gets to be different than everyone else's. And I want you to celebrate it and be excited about it and feel empowered. Because it's what's going to make you stand out and be different and make people love you, okay? And want to buy your stuff, okay? So the first thing is what you sell. What you sell gets to be whatever you want to sell. Now, there's one little caveat. You have to make sure that people want to buy it. You have to make sure that people actually will pay money for it, okay? But let's assume that what you want to sell is something that people want. You've already checked it out. You've done your due diligence. You've, you know, talked to people, random people, not just your mom or your sister, people who are just adore you and will tell you that it's amazing, right? Talk to other people, get their opinions. Once you know that what you want to sell will be desirable to somebody, then you have full permission to go and sell it, however you want. Maybe you create something. Maybe you make art. Maybe you make jewelry. Maybe you bake some totally different kind of food, or you make some kind of clothing, or you offer some kind of service that no one else is offering, or some kind of event planning or beauty, you know, regimen or anything. What you sell and the combination of the things, for example, if you have a product-based business, gets to be what you want. And if you have a service-based business, I know it's hard because if you've been doing any research online, you are going to be bombarded with, you need to have a membership, you need to do one-on-one coaching, you need to have this kind of thing, you need to do a course, you need to do this, and you're going to be bombarded and it's going to start making your head like explode. What I want you to do as your coach is to sit here and sit with yourself for a minute and go, okay, what feels light to me? What do I want to sell that feels easy and fun and I'm excited about and it's simple? That's what you want to sell right now. You're in the beginning stages. Keep this super simple and you get to pick the combination and the configuration of your products or services that you want. You are not a cookie cutter business. You are not just building your business like everyone else's. You are doing your own thing. You're creating your own lane. Okay? So remember that. Number two, the vibe and personality of your business should be all your own. We are all entrepreneurs. We are all people that are starting businesses ourselves. Okay? And so we have the power to infuse, I love the word infuse our own style, personality, vibe, etc. Imagine today, if when I started this podcast, I decided to copy somebody else's podcast. And I'm going to tell you right now, I didn't listen to anybody else's business podcast, except there was one I listened to and there was things I didn't like about it. And I thought it confirmed my gut on what the world needed, okay? Because it was missing. I only heard this one style and I didn't prefer it. And I was like, nobody else that I can find is offering it in the way that I feel called to offer it. And that was by simply being myself and being excited about business and being sort of, what's the word? Nurturing to all of you. Like, I feel like I have an energy, but I feel like I really, really care. And I hope that comes off in the podcast. But that's what I knew that I wanted. I didn't want it to feel corporate. I didn't want it to feel like I was running ads all the time and this was some money machine. I just didn't want that feel. I wanted like a raw sound of a human talking to me personally, as if I was in the room and I was the friend, right? But imagine, what if I hadn't done that? And I just said, oh, I'm going to be like everyone else's. Y'all would be like, who is this girl? I don't care. I'm on to the next podcast, for example, right? Or the way that I coach with people. Like, I made a conscious choice of my personality and vibe and energy to be myself. I made a conscious choice to be myself, not a conscious choice to be something different or to copy. I made it really easy on myself, super easy. That's what you have to do. You get to infuse the colors that you love, the style, the language, the wording, the vibe, the energy that is you, that feels natural and light. Notice how I keep saying this. Like, you have to keep things light because new business owners tell me all the time that things feel heavy and they don't want to do them and they feel uncomfortable. You get to infuse, and you should infuse, your own style, your unique way, because that is what is going to draw people to you, and people that are different than you will love it. You never know who exactly is going to be drawn to you. I didn't totally know. And here's the funny thing. Even though I don't market to men, my colors aren't for men. I don't talk about helping men for starting businesses. I have men listeners who are not even starting a business listen and have told me, I listen to you all the time and I'm wondering, should I start a business? Like, they're just listening for some type of motivation that I'm bringing that it's hard to see because, you know, we're all in our own bottle and we can't see the label on the outside. Like, I can't see totally what I'm offering, but other people are receiving it in a way that motivates them and makes them happy and, you know, whatever it is. So my point is, you don't really know who all you can affect. Now, maybe all these men are not going to be my future clients. And that's so true because I mainly help women because I market only to women. If I started marketing to men, I probably would have some men clients, but I'm marketing to women and everyone knows that, right? So you get to choose that. You get to choose to be yourself. You get to choose how you present yourself, but you don't get to choose who follows you and loves you and is attracted to you. And that's the beauty of it, because that's what makes business exciting, because you will see other people light up because of what you are offering, and it will bring you the ultimate fulfillment and joy. It really will. You will see people transformed because of what you do, because you're being you. Okay. So put your own flair, put your own style, and you should always give yourself permission. Don't copy somebody else's. You will look like them and you will never stand out. People will be drawn to you for who you are, your vibe, your personality, your words, and all that. Okay. So first we said, let's review. We said that what we sell, we get to pick. You have total control over this. You have permission to sell whatever you want and whatever combination in the way that you want, with one small caveat that you know that it's desirable and people actually want to pay their hard-earned money for it, okay? The second thing is that you get to infuse your style, personality, vibe, and all that into it, and you should, because you want to attract the people that are, what's the word? I want to say enamored, or that are like, oh my gosh, I love her. She's got her own unique style, or I love him, or whatever it is, right? You want people to feel that. You don't want people to feel like you're being inauthentic and copying other brands, like, oh, she's just like so-and-so, or she's acting just like that, or her colors and all her vibe look just like so-and-so. It's like, don't do that. Do what your heart wants to do, okay? Okay, and the third way that you get to make this business all your own is through how you choose to gain visibility and put yourself out there. So everyone has their own unique gifts for the way that they get to draw people in and market and reach new people, okay? You know, because you're here, because most of you found me through the podcast or were referred by a friend to me, and you found me through the podcast, okay? And so that's my choice for marketing. That was my deliberate choice because it felt light and easy for me. It didn't feel hard at all. Social media is super hard for me. It feels very heavy. I don't love doing it. It's so weird that it comes difficult to me. I don't know if it's my age. I don't know if it's my personality. I have no idea. The podcast, I tell you all the time, easiest thing I do. Easiest thing and best thing I do. And that's the zone that we want to be working in. What way do you feel comfortable right now? I have a client who loves Instagram. She goes live on it all the time. Kim Aguilar, she's amazing. I interviewed her a couple of weeks ago, so she's top of mind. I keep thinking about it. And she is on Instagram all the time doing live video. Awesome. Amazing. So she is thinking about maybe doing YouTube. Okay. So Jen Boltz, she does, social media posting. I think of all my clients and what they do, and whatever they're doing that is effective probably comes super easy to them. So you have to think, are you really good locally? Are you good in networking and groups? Do you know a ton of people? Are you super good just like reaching out? Are you good on email? Are you good on writing like a blog? Like, what ways do you feel comfortable showing up? Maybe you are good at public speaking and you could go speak locally or try to get ways to, to speak locally and then also talk about your business and how you can help them. Right? You get the freedom to choose how to market. You are going to see a lot of marketing to you and at you because you are a new entrepreneur and Facebook and Google and all those internet gods know what you're searching, and they're going to start bombarding you with ads and all the stuff where you need to be marketing this way. You definitely need to have a podcast. You definitely need to have a YouTube channel. You better be posting every day on Instagram. You better be live on Facebook every day. You better have a Facebook group. You better be running Facebook ads. You're going to see all of that and it's going to feel heavy. And what I want you to do as your coach is to stop that and go, okay, wait, what one method am I comfortable starting right now when I start my business? Like, what can I do? What do I love to do? Do I love to post on Instagram? Awesome. Do I love to do lives on Instagram, Instagram lives or Facebook lives? Awesome. I would say then, dude, that's what you do. Do I want to start a blog? Do I want to start emailing? Do I want to do a podcast? Do I want to just be a guest on other podcasts? Do I want to guest speak locally? Like, ask yourself what feels like super exciting and fun. And that's what you're going to do. And you get to do it your way. You don't have to listen to any guru. Any guru and everyone out there is biased towards maybe their method that they're offering, right? Okay. And that's all good because it's worked for them. Like, I could easily start right now and go, podcasting is the number one way to find new clients and number one way for people to find you. And I could go around and tell everyone that, but do I think that everyone will be good at a podcast? No, I do not. I do not. Do I think everyone would be good at doing Instagram lives? No, I do not. Is everyone good at Instagram social and blah, blah, blah posting? No, I do not. I would never tell anyone that you have to do this or that method because that's not the business I'm in. The business I'm in is setting you up for success and helping you get started in a way that feels authentic and light and easy for you and that is actually effective and working. Okay? So take the pressure off yourself, back away from all the noise. It's just like watching the news. We're all getting fed into this loop about stuff. And sometimes we find it hard to think for ourselves. So step back, think for yourself today, the three things. What do I want to sell and how do I want to sell it? Number two, what's the style, vibe, personality that feels light and easy and comfortable to me? And number three, how do I feel like marketing my business to the world in a way that feels light and easy and comfortable and fun to me? That's what you do. Okay. Your business is not cookie cutter. Your business should not be like anyone else's. You have the freedom. How awesome is this to build your business your way and love it and enjoy it and make it fun. Okay. So I hope you take this to heart today. I'm so glad you're here. Again, come in the Facebook group if you're not already. Grab your downloads. And I have to say, if you are just trying to get your idea together and you're like, I have an idea, how do I like come up with a plan? I do have a mini business plan workshop. It's so fun. It's simple. It's a replay of a workshop I did. You should grab it. You'll have a one-page business plan for your new business. It'll kind of sort through all the foundational pieces that you need to have in place. So grab that today. It's low priced and you can do it right now. You can do it tonight. Also too, if you are just starting your business and you would love all the steps laid out before you with a plan, okay, and then all kinds of training and support and help to help you grow your new business and start making money, then consider Grow Getters right now. I teach in there each month. I'm live two or three times a month, and it's just so much fun. These ladies are making so much progress. You wouldn't even believe it. Jen Bolts, for example, came in and had zero sales when she was just starting the Just Start course with me, which is now in Grow Getters, and she just hit 200 sales on Etsy. It's so exciting, and oh my gosh, there's so many stories. It's unbelievable. And I'm just so proud of the ladies in there. So if you are like getting your business going, you're like, I got to get this thing going. I need to get it growing. I need to gain momentum. I need to start making money. Then check out Grow Getters below. I would love to welcome you in today and help you. It's such a great group. So that is it. Y'all have an awesome day. And until next time, bye now.
Now, this episode may be over, but our relationship does not have to end here. Head on over to KimberlyBrock.com, and yes, you can get more valuable information for your journey. And you know what? You don't need to go through this alone. I would love to help you. Thank you so much, and have a great day. Bye.